Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from a few passages of Scripture. The first out of the book of Exodus, chapter 4, verse 10. But Moses said to the Lord, "Oh, my Lord, I am not eloquent, either in the past or since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and of tongue." And then out of 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, Apostle Paul writing, beginning at verse 3, and it says this, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as we share abundantly in Christ's suffering, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too." And then, out of the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verse 1, we read this, "Now the Lord said to Abram," Abram there, soon to be Abraham, "go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing." It was a number of Thanksgiving seasons ago that I sat down and scheduled some time over a period of a few days to watch the movie trilogy of The Lord of the Rings. My children and my godchildren had all seen them and wanted me to watch them as well. Well, watching them and afterwards, there was a part of me that identified with what the main character Frodo must have been feeling, which he shared in one particular scene in the first movie entitled The Fellowship of the Ring. It was the scene in which Frodo had a conversation with Gandalf, the last wizard of Middle-earth. Gandalf, a wise wizard who stood on the side of good and right, was the leader of the fellowship called the Fellowship of the Ring. This was their brief conversation. Frodo said, "I wish the ring had never come to me. I wish none of this had ever happened." And Gandalf replied, "So do all who live to see such times. But that is not for them to decide. All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to us." You know, even to a casual observer who had watched those movies, Frodo's task that came to him in the movies clearly seemed unfair. His assignment and the journey that followed, accompanied by his devoted friend Samwise Gamgee, was to make sure that the ring, the golden ring, which had been created by the evil wizard Sauron, was destroyed. Frodo's journey with the ring hanging around his neck was fraught with intrigue and life-threatening danger along every step throughout the three movies. It was not a responsibility Frodo had sought out, nor one that he wanted. Like Moses in the passage we read a moment ago, he certainly didn't feel adequate for the task, but it came to him through Gandalf, who had found the evil ring. And once it was assigned by Gandalf to Frodo to do, he did not shrink from it. A burden he didn't seek, but also a platform of responsibility which came to him that he surrendered to and embraced as his cause, as his purpose in his life. It was a platform that would ultimately define his legacy, leaving a positive impact that would save and change the world, known in the story as Middle Earth. In the passage we read from Exodus, Moses found himself in a similar situation. God was calling him to lead his people out of captivity in Egypt and eventually to the Promised Land. But Moses felt totally inadequate, despite the fact that God would be with him and lead him all the way. But he wasn't the right one for the job, he thought. "Why me, Lord?" he whined, and he would have run away if he could, to get out of this mission of misery, as he saw it, that God had given him. He kept coming up with one excuse after another, but God persisted. God has a way of doing that with us, as well as he did with Moses. Not that everything, though, which comes to us would necessarily have such a life or world-changing potential as that which came to Frodo or to Moses. Or would it? Listen, my friends, here's the reality. You never know. You never know the potential or the impact you will have in the situation before you. And it may be in that situation right there in that one life that comes before you the next time you look up. There are things which come to us which we would rather they not. A storm, an illness, the loss of a job, the loss of a loved one, depression, a financial dry valley, all sorts of things that we didn't want visited upon us, sufferings that we might not have deserved, but then life can be rough. Things we know which others also may suffer and which we, if we stop to think about it, going through our own experiences with our own afflictions, we realize that we might be able to help others going through theirs. As Paul reminds us in the passage we read a moment ago, God comforts us in our afflictions, in our sufferings, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction of their own. There are times when things come to us which we feel would be better handled by someone else, someone with the expertise or the time to do them justice. But instead, there they are, sitting on our doorstep. And in frustration, we ask the same question that Moses asked, "Why me, Lord?" But I wonder if you ever stopped to think whether those unexpected moments might just in fact be a platform of opportunity sent by God with life or world-changing potential, even for just that one life which might be right in front of us then. Maybe those moments are an opportunity for us to give back, to pay it forward out of that movie of a few years ago, for all the blessings that we have received and we continue to receive. God told Abraham in the passage we read in Genesis that he blessed him so that he could be a blessing. We just spent time this past week in the midst of a distinctive American holiday, one of my favorites, Thanksgiving, a time where we pause to remember all the blessings of our lives, the gifts of people and moments God has given each of us, moments which have blessed us, made our lives better, and pointed us toward the important, where we remembered whose we are, all we can be, and all we can do for others and should do for others. And so, what do we do when presented with an opportunity to help and bless someone in need which comes before us, like Moses did? No. An opportunity maybe as a spouse or a teacher, a coach, a teammate, or a parent with a child standing right before us, a friend, whoever it is, but someone who could be positively affected by whatever we do with and for them in that moment before us. Maybe even a person who may be down to their very last try at getting it right in life before they give up and cash in their last breath. Can't be. Can't be, you say. How could I possibly help? How could I possibly make a difference in that situation? But how do you know? How do we ever know? What is it that has come to you? Did you notice it? Did you notice them? Who is standing before you in need? What platform has God set before you and before me to make a difference? Maybe in just that one life that is before you now. I love the story of the man walking on the beach alongside the ocean one day, and he noticed thousands of starfish washed up and stranded on the shore. As he continued to walk, he noticed another man in the distance walking toward him, and as they came closer, he noticed the other man was stooping down and picking up one starfish at a time and then throwing it back into the ocean. Waste of time. Holy mackerel, he thought. What a waste of time. That man thought. He watched the other man continue to do this for a time and couldn't stand it any longer and resist the urge to speak to him. So he went up to him and asked, "Why are you doing this? Can't you see that there are thousands of these starfish washed up on shore? There's no way you can save even half of them. So why does what you are doing even matter at all?" The second man paused for a brief moment as he looked at his questioner, and then he stooped down to pick up another starfish. And as he threw it into the ocean, He looked back to the first man and simply replied, "It matters to that one." Life, my friends, is full of moments where things come to us, where we've been given an opportunity, placed upon a platform with a chance to make a difference, to change a life, and maybe even, yes, maybe even to change the world. Things that we never expected, and we may wonder why. Or maybe we complain or rebel. We're not adequate for whatever it is that's before us. We wish they had never come to us and would go away, forgetting in that moment that what we do with the platform of opportunity and influence before us matters to someone. A moment of new responsibility that we may not want and may not see at first as a moment of great opportunity until later when we see the full picture unfolded before us. A picture, of course, which God always sees every moment. "I wish the ring had never come to me," Frodo said. "I wish none of this had ever happened." Frodo, I can identify with that. We all can. Many times I have felt just that way. We have all felt that way. But we have also all been amazed at what God has done with those moments which unexpectedly come to us. Moments we were surprised with or didn't have time for, it seemed, or didn't feel adequate to deal with. And we remember that when we embraced them with and for Him, we watched in amazement as God carried out His purposes for our good, for the good of others, and for His glory through us, not because we were adequate for the task, but simply because we're available for God to use to carry out His purposes through us. Whatever God sends your way, embrace the moment, the opportunity to pay forward all of God's blessings in your life and mine. There is no doubt that with God in control and whatever has come to you, it has come to you for a reason that He knows, a reason that ultimately will be for your good, for the good of others, and for His glory. And in that moment, when you do, you'll be having the impact and living the legacy which God created you to live and to leave in this world. Let me pray for us. Father, I thank You for this simple reminder of how You comfort us, but not so we can stay, but so that we can reach out and comfort others. You bless us, as You told Abraham, so that we can bless others. Help us to be super sensitive to those around us, to those You bring to us that are standing right before us, that we might, through You and with You, make a difference in their lives, to change their lives and allow You to change them and to change the world. Thank You, Lord. Thanks for loving us. Thank You for those opportunities. But more than that, thank You for the truth and knowing that You will be there in the midst of those and as we move forward into life. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.